안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2015학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해답란에 성명과 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, you're reading Richard Cook's new novel.
Right. Have you read this book?
Yes, I loved it. How do you like it so far?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wake up, James. It's 8 o'clock. You're going to be late for school.
Don't worry, Mom. It only takes 10 minutes by bike.
Did you forget? Your bike is in the repair shop.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, residents. I'm the manager of the apartment complex. As you can see, we had a lot of snow last night. Since we don't have enough staff to clear the snow, we'd like to ask for your help. If you all come out and help us, we can sweep up the snow in about half an hour. If we leave the snow as it is, it'll turn into ice and unwanted accidents might happen. Snow shovels and sweepers are ready at the management office. Thank you very much.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, is there something wrong? You look upset.
Dad, I'm really worried about tomorrow's math test.
Don't worry. You've studied a lot. You'll do fine.
I hope so, but I feel too nervous to focus on anything.
Why don't you take a deep breath or listen to some calming music?
I tried, but it didn't work. Do you know any other ways to relax?
How about doing a little exercise, such as taking a walk?
Will it help? I think it'll just make me tired.
That's not true. Exercising helps to release endorphins. Then you'll feel better.
Really? Then I'll take a walk in the park now. Thanks, Dad.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, is Ms. Brown there?
Speaking. Who's calling, please?
This is Parcel to Go. Do you live in Greenview Apartment?
Yes, that's right.
I'm going to deliver your parcel this afternoon. It's from Angel Shopping Mall.
Okay. What time will you be here?
I think I'll be there around 2 p.m. Would it be okay?
Oh, I'm afraid nobody will be home at that time.
Then will anyone be there at 4 o'clock?
I don't think so. Can you just drop it off at the management office?
No problem. Have a great day.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Kim. How was your weekend?
Great. My family enjoyed a picnic at Sunset Park. Do you want to see a picture?
Sure. Your wife is wearing sunglasses.
Right. She's setting the picnic table for lunch.
Oh, I like your picnic umbrella. It's very pretty.
Thanks. I bought it because my kids like the stars on it.
I see. It looks like your son is very happy on the swing.
Yes, he really likes riding a swing.
He's so cute. Your daughter is drawing something.
Yes, she loves drawing pictures outside.
You have a lovely family.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, do you remember that we ordered children's books for Charlie?
Yes. Haven't they arrived yet?
Not yet. They'll arrive tomorrow.
I see. Charlie will like them very much.
Yes, but we have a problem. Our bookshelf is full now.
Why don't we buy a new one?
We have no space for another bookshelf. Can you throw away books you don't read anymore?
But those books are worth keeping.
Please, Ted. To have new books, we have to get rid of the old ones.
All right. I'll do that right away.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 숙소를 예약하지 않은 이유를 고르시오.
Starwoods Resort, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for March 21st.
Okay, but we have only one room with two beds that day.
That's okay. How much is it?
It's $200 per night.
Good. Do you have barbecue grills?
Yes, you can use the ones in the backyard.
That's great. You also have an indoor swimming pool, don't you?
Yes, but the pool is closed for repairs until next month.
That's unfortunate. My kids love to swim. I'm afraid I can't make the reservation then.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm looking for toys for my sons. One is 2 and the other is 4.
All right. How about these teddy bears and monkeys?
How much are they?
The teddy bears are $30 each and the monkeys are $20 each.
Okay, I'll buy one teddy bear and one monkey for my younger son. And do you have remote control airplanes?
Of course. This one is very popular among kids.
My elder son would love it. How much is it?
It's $50.
$50? That's too expensive.
You can get a 10% discount from the total if you spend more than $80.
Great! I'll take one airplane too.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 드림 유치원에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, we need to talk about Jenny.
Sure, what is it?
She's old enough to go to kindergarten. Why don't we send her to Dream Kindergarten?
You mean the one on Main Street? How much is the tuition fee?
It's around $300 a month.
I see. Do they provide a school bus?
Yes, they do.
What about the class size? I think the smaller, the better.
There are around 10 kids in each class.
Great! I think Dream Kindergarten is the right place for Jenny.
11번 포에트리 아웃 라우드 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. I have an exciting announcement for you. Our school library is going to hold the Poetry Out Loud contest on Friday, May 15th. Participants should memorize and recite one of the poems posted on our school website. It'll be a great opportunity for you to enjoy poetry. Three winners will be chosen, and each of them will be given a trophy. If you want to join this contest, please turn in your application form to Ms. Baker at the library. The deadline is 4 p.m., May 11th. Good luck, and have a great day!
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 패키지 상품을 고르시오.
David, look at this. The Golden Spa is having a sale on their spa packages.
Really? Why don't we buy a package for Mom for her birthday?
That's a great idea.
Well, how about including a mud bath? It would be good for her skin.
Yes. But Mom hates dirt. She might not enjoy a mud bath.
Okay, no mud bath then.
Now, we should decide on the length of the massage.
Well, 30 minutes won't be long enough.
I agree. And $120 is too much for us.
You're right. If each of us pays $40, we can give her a relaxing experience.
Okay, let's do it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing here on the roof garden?
I'm just taking a break.
Looks like you come up here pretty often.
Yes, my office is too warm. It's unpleasant.
Why don't you open the windows then?
I wish I could.
What do you mean?
You know Jessica?
Of course. She sits at the desk across from you, right?
Yes. She is very sensitive to the cold and hates opening the windows.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how was your meeting with Susan's teacher?
It was good. Mr. Johnson said Susan is getting along well with her friends at school.
That's good news. We've been worried about her making friends.
Yeah, she's also very active in class.
Really? That's a surprise. She's always quiet at home.
She even eats vegetables at school.
I can't believe it. I've never seen her eat vegetables at home.
That's not all. She keeps her desk clean all the time.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 사라가 폴에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul and Sarah are playing as partners in the final tennis match. During the match, Paul makes a few mistakes. As a result, they lose the match and get second place. After the match, Paul is sitting on the bench and looks depressed. It looks like he's blaming himself. Sarah thinks that they should feel proud of winning second place. She wants to tell Paul that they were able to get to the final match thanks to him. In this situation, what would Sarah most likely say to Paul?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번부터 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, future movie directors. I'm Amy Anderson, and thank you for coming here. As you know, movies should be fun and touching. But that's not all. To make a big hit movie, there are other things you should consider. First of all, you have to know your target audience well. Think of who is going to watch your movie. Next, when to release your movie is very important. You might think holiday seasons are the best, but they often are not. This is because many other movies come out during these seasons too. Also, you should think about the running time of your movie. It shouldn't be much longer or shorter than 2 hours. Finally, choose the title of the movie very carefully. Good titles like Don't Cross the River can make people more curious about the movie. If you keep these things in mind, I'm sure you'll make your own big hit movie someday. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, future movie directors. I'm Amy Anderson, and thank you for coming here. As you know, movies should be fun and touching. But that's not all. To make a big hit movie, there are other things you should consider. First of all, you have to know your target audience well. Think of who is going to watch your movie. Next, when to release your movie is very important. You might think holiday seasons are the best, but they often are not. This is because many other movies come out during these seasons too. Also, you should think about the running time of your movie. It shouldn't be much longer or shorter than 2 hours. Finally, choose the title of the movie very carefully. Good titles like Don't Cross the River can make people more curious about the movie. If you keep these things in mind, I'm sure you'll make your own big hit movie someday. Thank you.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 고려할 사항으로 언급되지 않은 것은 이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.